What is going on, everyone? I'm here with my boy, Chris Rodriguez from Made This Miami. How you doing, Chris?
I'm great, brother. How are you, man?
Very good. Thanks so much for hopping on. So I actually wanted to talk a little bit about your story. And Chris, I've told you this before. I feel like you're kind of like our ideal franchise in general, in terms of like your personality, what you're doing in life and your motivations as well. So I thought it'd be awesome to get you on here and just kind of interview you, let people know about your experience working on Made This or being part of Made This.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Awesome, man. Well, Chris, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like just general background and we're going to dive in from there.
Yeah, man. So I work for a healthcare organization down here in Miami. Mm-hmm. I work in IT and I've been doing this for now 13 years now. My W2 now. Yeah. So I've been doing that for a bit. Now that 2020 came, and COVID hit, I found the opportunity to the opportunity and time to get into something else that I wanted to do as a side hustle. So this is kind of where we're at now.
Very cool. What made you want to look into a side hustle or doing something side versus just continuing the 9-to-5? Was there like a specific event or incident?
Having my child, my daughter, wanting more financial freedom. I mean, I made great money where I'm at now, but to be able to have the freedom, just in this case, the side hustle, to have that supplemental income. To it's just stupid, but to go to Disney more often, to go to Legoland, to go to vacations here and there. It's a plus, and that's kind of why I want her to have those experiences. So that's kind of why I did that.
Was it a big deal for you to be able to have location independence too, so you could kind of like take her to Disneyland and work remotely as well? Was that a big motivation?
Dude, that was a huge motivation. I can go into details more if you want me to, or for like a later question, but yeah, I mean,
no, and let's talk about it. Yeah. Your main motivations, like what is it you were looking for?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So when I first started looking for a business to start as a supplemental income, I was looking into, supplemental income. I was looking for franchising, and I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to own something, own a business that I could do on the side. And I didn't really think about it being remote at that point. So then I went to, I'm part of a few Facebook groups. One of them being Brian Beers' Facebook group. And I posted on his group. I was like, hey guys, look, I'm doing this franchise. What do you guys think about it? And then he responded in one of the comments, like, hey, hit me up. Let's talk about it. Let me know what you think. Things like that. So I called him up as a consultation, something free that he does for his members. And so we spoke. He sent me a questionnaire. And then we spoke after that. And then he realized, hey, this is what you want. He said a couple of things that you may be interested in. And then yours was on the list. Made This Cleaning. And I researched you guys and I heard a couple of your podcasts. I saw a couple of your YouTube videos and, I was hooked. And then that's when I contacted you. And then we went forward from there.
History. There we go. You were actually looking for a franchise specifically. You weren't trying to do something yourself or like buy a program or a course. What was the reason for that?
Yeah, because simply for the trial and error part, I have no time for error. I kind of needed a blueprint of just for the start of a business. And I'm someone that kind of gets overwhelmed sometimes. And if I started a business and I'm getting hit with these trial and error phases, I probably would have just quit. And it started with something else sooner or later. But I didn't want to deal with that because that takes money, that takes time, and that's something. Some things that we just can't take back,
I think especially as you start to get a family and get to that age, like your time is so valuable in terms of spending with your daughter, spending with your wife, and. You could spend extra time and save some money by trying to do it yourself. But if you could speed up the timeline, why not, right? Use that time and spend it elsewhere rather than trial and error.
Yeah.
What did your wife think about you starting a side business or a franchise?
Oh, are you kidding? She loved it. She knows that I'm a, she tells me that I'm a dreamer. And I'm always dreaming of things to do and things to make money. And, so she supports me fully. And, she actually started her own business like a few months before I did. So we're both kind of in the same like level of
trajectory.
Trajectory. Thank you. So we're kind of in the same path and she knows exactly what I'm going through. I know what she's going through. So we support each other fully.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. I'm actually really curious about this next question is what were your biggest hesitancies before joining Made This? What was the biggest fear for you?
Okay. So yeah. The fear was getting into something. Well, there's a couple of fears. The first one was getting into something that I did not know about. Cleaning. To be honest, yep. I don't like cleaning. I know nothing about it. I want nothing. Before I wanted nothing to do with it. And that was one of them. The second one was which is not a major deal, but compared to other franchises, it wasn't a big deal at all. It was the franchise fee. And I was like, but then again, when you think about it, you're like, hey, you're paying for a blueprint. You're paying for something for someone that already did the process for you. So it's like a straight up, a bundle of entrepreneurship, mentorship all in one. And, that was kind of, after I realized that, I was like, oh, this is nothing compared to what I'm going to get in the long run.
So the cost as well was a big consideration.
Yeah, but that was before I even knew what the franchise fee was. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like paying for something to start. So that I'm a little cheap, so that's what kind of why I thought that.
Yeah, it's funny.
But to be honest, man, the Made This franchise fee is so low compared to other franchises. So I was like, man, this is great.
Yeah, no, the all-in cost is definitely supposed to be a lean model, but still significant. It's still like a big chunk of change, if you will. It's funny because I think everyone has different motivations with money. And Chris, I think you and I are probably somewhat similar where, for example, if someone's like, hey, I'll pay you $20 to go to the gym, I probably won't do it. But if I give someone $20 and they'll say, hey, I'm not going to give it to you back unless you go to the gym, I probably will go do it. Right. Just because I don't want to lose the money. And I feel like something with franchising or making any big investment is kind of the same. But like if you invest more money, chances are you're probably going to follow through just because of psychological motivation. I'm not saying you should just dump extra money and stuff for no reason, but chances are someone who's going to spend, $35,000, $39,000 plus on a franchise versus someone who spent $1,000 on, let's say, a course, who do you think is actually going to perform better, right? There's just motivations involved in this, and it's the truth. I operate the same way, and I think most people operate the same way.
Of course. Yeah.
Chris, I'd love to hear about your experience when you were actually in Made This franchise. So let's talk about Made This University. So what it is like 8 weeks of training before you actually launch. Oftentimes can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There's just like an influx of information. How was that for you? What's your honest feedback?
No, to be honest, it was great. I worked with, it was Dan who trained us. Started in January and I finally launched in April. But during the process, I'm very good at asking stupid questions. And he was definitely good at answering my stupid questions. And it was an easy process, really. And the training really was just mostly a technology aspect of it and things like that, which I got used to pretty quick. But for the most part, the training that I learned within those 8 weeks, I'm using it now. It wasn't like I left training. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, you guys really held my hand through that process. And it was a good, I enjoyed it. I mean, that's kind of, it's what I needed.
Yeah. Did you feel overwhelmed at any part?
Of course. Of course, man. Of course I did, man. Going through what you went through for the past 10 years and put it in an 8-week program, I could imagine. I mean, anyone can say that it was quite a rigorous training program. But Yeah, it was overwhelming, but I mean, it wasn't nothing that, you know, that I couldn't handle. And it definitely made me able to succeed in, you know, what I'm doing now.
Cool. Chris, how long have you been in business now since your actual launch day?
Yeah, so I launched April 10th.
Oh, April 10th. Okay, so yeah, it's about, it's 4 months then. Only 4 months.
4 months? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. I feel like you've been with us for much, so much longer. I can't believe it's only been 4 months since you launched.
Hey, man, it's all my stupid question that I ask on the Slack channel.
So, Chris,
which is another good thing that we can bring up.
Yeah, I mean, the Slack channel, I feel like, is the key of everything, right? The central hub for the community. And for anyone listening, what we do have is like an internal Slack channel for only Made This franchisees, where I'm in there. We have a full-time franchise success manager, but most importantly, all the other franchisees. So someone like Chris can ask, in his words, a stupid question, and you're going to get 10 responses to it from all people running the exact same model in the same way, and they might have different situations. It's a huge resource, in my opinion. And Chris, would you agree?
You're kidding? It's huge. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I totally agree. Yeah. I'm on there every day asking questions, and so are others, and we all feed off each other, and you know, we answer each other's questions, and I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, in the last 4 months since you've launched, what was unexpectedly hard, or what did you not anticipate getting into this?
Well, first of all, the volume of calls that I get, it is a little overwhelming, but it's a good problem to have, I guess. So that being one of them. And the other thing kind of, and that, you know, I don't know, a negative aspect on it, from my point of view, only because I hate confrontation, is that you cannot please everybody, right? So you may have a cleaner that does great for somebody, and they request, you know, a client be like, oh, I love this cleaner. But then you had this same cleaner go to another client, and the client's like, oh, she did a horrible job. And so those are the kind of issues you need to deal with, where, like, you know, this cleaner is great for this person, but why not for this person, and things like that. So you got to make sure that every client's happy. So you got to, you know, speak to them. And and my thing is, I'm an extrovert, but I'm also an introvert in the same aspect, where, you know, I hate talking to people. I hate confrontation.
Yeah.
But you got to do, and then you talk to people, and it ends up being, you know, a good conversation, and everything is fine and dandy afterward. But those are the types of things that you got to deal with in business in the first place. But those are the types of things that, you know, just, I guess the confrontation part of dealing with issues is my major thing, but it's not really a big issue, because I probably had maybe like 3 issues in the past 4 months.
It's funny, because I feel like everyone has like an unexpectedly hard part about the business. And this is not just Made This. This is any business you get into. There's going to be something which is calling out to you is really hard. I'm always surprised to hear how different it is for every person. All right, for some people, it's like, oh, like the cleaners are the hardest part. Some people, it's the confrontation. Some people, it's actually the customers or the marketing. And it's so funny how it's different depending on the person and what they value or don't value. But I would agree with you. It's like, it is a people business at the end of the day. And in any people business, which is really almost every single business, the hard parts are the people, right? Because people don't operate as robots, right? There's a lot of different emotions and things involved in them. So that's always the hardest part, in my opinion.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, and the best thing about it is, the good thing is to know that to have great customer service. And, you know, there have been many times where the client has actually told me, hey, you know, you've been really great. Your customer service is fantastic. I'm not going to leave a bad review and things like that, because you've been great and you've handled it perfectly. And to the T is what I'm, you know, my last customer said that I had an issue with. So, I mean, so that's a major part of it. You have to have really good customer service in order to really, you know, keep these customers happy.
Yeah. Chris, is Made This your first big dive into your own business, or have you done business before?
I mean, I've had a few businesses here and there, and I just flat out died right away. One thing that I do have, an investment property. I guess I consider that a business, because and also managing it too. And that was also one of the main things that I got into, aside from my family and the supplemental income, I wanted to create more income to be able to invest into more properties sooner or later. That's kind of where it's at right now. Yeah.
Cool. Now that you've been running your own business for 4 months, I'm curious how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel any different from, let's say, 6+ months ago before you even got involved and made this? I'm just curious, personally, confidence level, business level, learning level, anything, man.
Dude, no, that's a great question. Dude, I've grown in so many ways. Definitely confidence. I mean, I'm an actual business owner. I mean, yeah, I own an investment property, but that's nothing more. It's nothing compared to like this type of business. So I'm a business owner. I'm networking. I'm talking to people. Just conversing with people. I'm going to networking events and just talking about my business. And, just making friends here and there and kind of just, I never thought to myself that I would be this person that would go to these happy hours and, pass out my business card and then talk to each other and be like, hey, I can do this for you and things like that. So
yeah,
I feel great. I feel confident. I feel like a grown up. although I'm almost 40 years old. and it feels good. I've grown up a lot since I started this, to be honest with you.
That's awesome, man. Cool. Well, Chris, thanks so much for sharing your story, dude. Appreciate it.
Of course.
All right. For anyone who wants to follow Chris as well, I know he's pretty active on Twitter. Chris, if you don't mind, I'll throw your handle in the notes as well, so that way people would see it. Thanks so much for hopping on, dude.
For sure. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening, guys. There are two ways I could help you out. Number one is with May This Franchise. If you want to get into business but don't want to go at it alone, we have you covered with everything from A to Z. Check out madethisfranchise.com to start your own remote local business. The next is with the Remote Local Blueprint, which is a course I launched to teach you the foundations of starting your own remote local business in any niche. It's do-it-yourself at your own pace, and you can check that out at blueprint.beremotelocal.com.